Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 11th of January, 2016. Capital projects are serious business, not fiction. I have known two companies in my career that demonstrate they know how to do major capital projects correctly. That would be on budget, on schedule, and with the results desired. I'll not embarrass everyone else who think they get this right by only mentioning these two, so names shall be anonymous. Our newsletter, Capital Arguments, has been looking for project managers that do capital projects of any size in an outstanding way since 2008, and we have found three, despite searching worldwide. 3 out of 7 years since the award has been available. The companies that have done major capital projects correctly possess one unique trait. They have used the same key owner's management team over and over. The team gets so they know each other very well, and if the projects are similar, they begin to work in harmony. Capital projects consist of three elements: money, time, and space. We have also discussed this in various issues of the Capital Arguments newsletter. Money, of course, is the budget. Time is the schedule. Space is the physical space. That would be real estate, interferences, and accessibility. Getting 2 out of 3 right is not too hard. Getting all 3 correct is like bowling a perfect game.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
There is one key element that generally does not belong to the capital project management team: operations training. You can do everything else right, but miss this one and your project will fail. I talked in Paper Money's first edition this month, 5th of January 2016, about the poor job boards of directors do in properly vetting capital projects. They accept unrealistic budgets and schedules because, I think, they do not have the expertise to understand the risk of capital projects. The legions of people I have seen terminated, or self-terminating, what I call run screaming from the building, at the conclusion of major capital projects attests to the ignorance and hubris of those involved in capital projects. So let's start at the beginning. The beginning is the plan and the budget. I strongly suggest you start with a written plan of what it is you're going to do. Yes, no one wants to write a plan. They want to jump into their favorite details. Yet this should be resisted for a very simple reason. Someone in charge will latch on to a favorite detail and try to build a plan that fits that detail. If you write out your plan first and then go off to verify all the details necessary to make the plan work, you can stay on course, no matter how many times you have to modify the plan. Invariably, many details, when examined, will require the plan to be changed. If you go through this process in a disciplined manner, you will change the plan based on solid scientific and economic knowledge, not fiction. This is important if you're going to have a successful project. You will know you're in trouble from the beginning if the budget and the schedule miss the mark of what others have done in similar circumstances. If you think your newly formed team is going to beat all others that have come before you doing similar projects, either in money, time, or space, you are living in a dream world. I am not saying that it cannot happen, but the chances of it happening are very, very slim. You have to be careful of the plans, too. Some of them, even done in a broad brush way to be verified later, can be completely bogus as well. There was a rumor that the executives of one paper company, in the 1950s, when air travel was still a bit novel, happened to fly over the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers and remarked, "We should build a paper mill there." Whether that was true or not, a paper mill was built there, and that mill, young by most standards, is standing idle today. I know of other mills that were built in certain locations due to energy sources or logistics. They have struggled as well. A successful project starts with getting it right from the beginning. A lousy plan executed by a team that thinks they're going to save it or perfect it through some sort of heroics is bound to yield a lousy result. Have you seen a major capital project succeed in all parameters, money, space, time, and operational excellence? If so, we would like to hear about it. Please take our quiz this week online. For safety this week, a poorly executed capital project is bound to have a poor safety record. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.